We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As you shop for your Christmas gifts, you certainly want to avoid counterfeits. Earlier this month, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers were working at an express consignment operations hub here in St. Louis, and they seized a shipment containing 422 Super Bowl championship rings. But an import specialist determined the rings were not authentic. In other words, they were fakes. Had they been real, they would have been worth $300,000. Joining us on the Quiver River guest line is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Public Affairs Officer, Stephen Bonsbach. Stephen, it's good to have you on KMOX again.
Thanks for having me, Carol.
So how does one even determine that this shipment over here, this box over here, might have some counterfeit items in it?
So we have a lot of information that comes to us prior to the shipment arriving. We have a manifest. We also have background intelligence that we gather. And we also see stuff that is mislabeled. In this instance, this box was actually mislabeled. So our officers went ahead and inspected it after x-raying it and found those 422 counterfeit rings.
Is the recipient, because I understand this was going to Jerseyville, correct?
Jerseyville, Illinois. It's about an hour outside St. Louis.
So do we know who the recipient is? Are they already in handcuffs?
No. What we do is we go ahead and gather more information. So we turn over everything to the Homeland Security Investigations Office. That's the investigating arm of DHS. And they do the investigating to see how much did this person actually just make a mistake. 422, not likely that he made a mistake, but we definitely want to start gathering some information and see if there's additional information that we need to put together to maybe pursue an investigation into this individual.
Do you find that people have made mistakes, and describe what that would be?
Well, people do make mistakes. They purchase items, they don't realize that it's counterfeit. They receive a notice from CBP that says, we've seized your article because it has been counterfeit. We do contact them by mail. We do send them a letter. Sometimes we do have officers that stop by and knock on the door and let them know, hey, just to let you know, you ordered something that was a counterfeit item. Just, you need to be mindful in the future. And we keep that. That's it, part of that intelligence gathering aspect. So when we start seeing the same person ordering the same counterfeit items, then you start throwing up the red flags. But the individual that may order it accidentally and just didn't do their research, they're going to get a letter saying, hey, we've seized your item because it's counterfeit. And then maybe that gives them a notice that, hey, I need to be a little bit more mindful when I'm shopping in the future.
We want to talk about the too good to be true aspect of this, but some people, they want a counterfeit item. They want a fake Louis Vuitton purse.
And unfortunately, what you're doing is you're hurting the brand, you're hurting the company, you're possibly costing jobs to workers that are actually producing this, and then the value is starting to decrease. So it's not a victimless crime, because there are people on the other end that actually work for the Louis Vuitton or whatever designer that are affected because you're buying those counterfeits.
These fake goods were from China, and is it a game of whack-a-mole?
As far as which country is it coming from?
Well, that too, and trying to stop it.
It comes from all over. It can be coming from China, it could be coming from Hong Kong, it could be coming from Canada, Mexico, you name it. We've probably seen it from a country as far as a certain product. And some products, you can have jewelry. This jewelry, last year, CBP seized more than 375,000 items of jewelry, just jewelry, which would have been estimated at more than $550 million if it was real.
I was surprised, I was surprised to read that jewelry is the third most counterfeited item.
Yeah, handbags is number one.
I was going to take a guess, and my guess written in front of me, I promise you, is designer purses. And then number two, I was wondering if it's tennis shoes.
No, not tennis shoes. Okay. And I'm trying to think back into my brain of what it was, but I do know the number one and number three. And that's the thing. I mean, we've seized last year over 24.7 million counterfeit products. That's worth nearly $3 billion. So it's just it's a crime that's rampant. And e-commerce is unfortunately one of the biggest proponents of this because you don't know who you're ordering from. You're ordering from somebody that's on the other end. You've never met them. You may have done research or may not have, and they could be selling you something that is just nothing but a trinket that you could, you know, throw in your desk drawer and never have to ever see again. That's what we really need to be worried about, is that you're getting something in the mail from somebody that you've never met. You have no idea if this jewelry was made out of lead, if it's going to cause a skin irritation, you know, the whole, you know, it's going to turn your skin green. Is it going to affect you? Because you could end up with something like a rash that you have to then go see a doctor and then possibly, you know, have to go on an antibiotic because you're wearing a necklace or a ring or a watch, whatever the case may be, that may be tainted with dangerous chemicals.
The other thing to realize, too, I've read from CBP is that you're buying fake items. The money is being used for something you probably don't want to support.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Transnational organized crime, human smuggling. The list is long but distinguished, and that is what your money is possibly going for.
So what is the advice then to consumers? And we're talking about those who think they're getting something that is authentic.
Well, the first thing is what we talked about. If it's too good to be true, it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what we need to be worried about, is if your gut tells you there's something not right, trust your gut. That's going to lead you in the right direction. When you're doing these shopping online this season, you want to review the products, look at photos, check the seller information. You could always review their history, like, you know, their previous contacts with other consumers. And then you also want to see if they maybe have a telephone number that's stateside, that you could always call them and talk to them about possible return, you know, if you get the item and you're not happy with it, what the return policy is. And hopefully you can talk to somebody. And always make sure you're buying from a reputable source. You never want to go buy a fly-by-night company. You want to make sure that you're purchasing from somebody that knows exactly what they're doing and understands what you're actually looking for. They infringed upon NFL trademarks. It's a violation. That's why these were seized. And while you think, I just wanted it as a little trinket, you're costing a lot of money for certain individuals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.